This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More than a chain store, Walmart is a kind of national economic indicator all of its own, given its scale and its role as a one-stop shop for Americans with average incomes. It's also the largest private employer in America, a company that announced earlier this year that it's moving starting pay up to about $9 an hour, effective last month. Now, Walmart this morning will reveal its sales and profits for January to March, Gigi Duban reports.
Sure, paying employees more comes with a cost. But Walmart is taking the long view here. Enrico Moretti teaches economics at the University of California, Berkeley. He says there are two big pluses.
First of all, they're going to have lower turnover costs, and probably they're also going to be able to attract a better pool of workers.
The downside? Moretti says it'll probably be at least several months before the benefits start to really sink in. Still, cutting turnover is smart for a company like Walmart, says Neil Stern. He's senior partner with McMillan Doolittle, a retail consulting firm.
Turnover is a huge cost for retailers.
Stern says it costs money to look for replacements, to hire, and to train new workers. And that cuts into profits.
In the long run, the net effect of it would be to have better trained associates who don't leave as much and who produce more work for you.
Increasing pay is fine, he says, but other things also matter when you're trying to retain workers, like promotion opportunities and how much fun you have on the job. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.